The doors opened at 5:30 Wednesday, and a crowd of more than 200 turned out for a meeting that lasted until around 10. 75 people stood up to air their concerns before the crowd. Global Companies purchased its 63-acre Albany terminal in 2007 from ExxonMobil. The company handles a wide variety of petroleum products at its Albany facility and recently applied to the Department of Environmental Conservation to modify its existing air permit to allow for the installation and operation of boilers and heaters that would be used to heat products received at the terminal. Catherine Nadeau, Environmental Advocates Policy Director, says the plan to transport crude through Albany is a bad idea.
One of our concerns is, of course, the community that lives nearby that would bear the brunt of any type of environmental disaster should one occur.
First Ward Albany Common Council member Dorcia Pleers acknowledged Wednesday night's meeting as a first step toward engaging the community.
There was a lot of concern expressed about the comment-only format, which did not allow for true dialogue between the community and DEC, as well as Global Companies.
Former city councilor Dominic Calcellaro says Global sent a representative who addressed the crowd, then disappeared from public view.
There was no one from Global you could talk to, though, which was a little disappointing since the press release said that someone from Global would be there.
So nobody showed up.
Oh, no, someone came and spoke when they were allowed to give a presentation of the project, but they went there to answer questions from the public, which is kind of what we thought the meeting was supposed to be for.
DEC has already decided that Global's application is complete and that the project would not result in significant adverse impacts to the environment. Appleers noted the evening had a somewhat ominous tone.
Many residents, elected officials, and including myself, felt that the level of security that was at this event was unnecessary.
Calcellaro explained when he reached Giffen Elementary, he noticed a row of police vehicles lined up along the school's auditorium side.
Then you walk in inside and there's big presidents of Park Police, Ancon Park Police, and then you go in the auditorium and every entrance and exit in the auditorium had at least two Park Police Rangers at the doors. To me, it was pretty insulting that they did this. I don't know what DEC was thinking. I've been to other hearings at DEC, and I've never seen that kind of display of law enforcement officials for a public meeting.
Do you think it was racially motivated?
I think I don't know it was racially motivated, but I think because it was a minority area, low income. I don't know what they thought. What did they think people were going to start rioting or start attacking DEC? I mean, the people that came in wheelchairs and the elderly. And the children that were there, they were all going to just get up and start, you know, having a mass attack at DEC officials. I don't know what they were thinking. In fact, I'm planning on sending a letter to Commissioner Martens and to Governor Cuomo today.
DEC Executive Deputy Commissioner Mark Gerstmann characterized the meeting as very productive and adds officers were present at Giffen as a matter of public safety.
This is very similar to all of the other public hearings and public meetings that we have, raising oftentimes controversial issues. And we assign staff based upon standard operating procedures.
Sierra Club Conservation Director Roger Downs warns if ever there is a disaster in Albany, you'll pay for it.
More crude oil has spilled in the United States through rail car derailments and explosions combined. Last year, in each of the catastrophic events, responsible parties have shifted liability to subsidiaries that claim bankruptcy, leaving the millions in cleanup costs to the devastated communities themselves. And I think it's fair to say that if Albany was hit with a rail car explosion or a major spill in the Hudson River, the taxpayers would pick up the balance of the bill.
Riverkeeper's Kate Hudson is calling upon Governor Cuomo to address the crude oil issue immediately.
Other states have passed laws that require operators handling crude oil to have financial assurance in place before they are allowed to operate in New York, and we urge the governor to take those and the state legislature to take those very same steps.
The Cuomo administration did not return a call for comment in time for broadcast. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.